My guest at this time is Ann Wagner. She's a former state Republican Party chairwoman for the state of Missouri. She's also a former Republican National Committee co-chairwoman. She is now a Republican candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District. She joins me now to talk a little bit about her campaign, but also to respond to what are now very controversial comments from Hillary Rosen. She's strongly affiliated with the DNC and also with the Obama reelection campaign. And Ann, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Great to be with you and your listeners.
Well, I think by now most people who follow politics pretty closely have heard this comment that Hillary Rosen offered on CNN on Wednesday night. But for those who haven't, here's what she had to say.
What you have is Mitt Romney running around the country saying, well, you know, my wife tells me that what women really care about are economic issues. And when I listen to my wife, that's what I'm hearing. Guess what? His wife has actually never worked a day in her life. She's never really dealt with the kinds of economic issues that a majority of the women in this country are facing in terms of how do we feed our kids, how do we send them to school, and how do we worry, and why do we worry about their future.
Now, the Obama campaign, at least through David Axelrod and Jim Messina, have certainly not affiliated themselves with those comments. In fact, they've rebuked them. And so what's your reaction to those comments, and how much do you think she speaks for Democrats at all?
Well, she is speaking for Democrats, and I think she speaks in large measure for this administration. I was outraged. I couldn't believe it last night. I literally retweeted immediately out. As a conservative, multitasking mother of three, I found her comments to be absolutely disgraceful and offensive to all moms out there that are doing the most difficult and the most important job of all, which is raising a family.
Do you think that whether it's just her or maybe even the administration looks down on stay-at-home moms? Is that the conclusion we're supposed to draw, or is that too much?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell, but one thing I have seen over and over again from this White House is this division and this rancor and dividing people, whether it's class warfare, now it's gender warfare, and I find it to be void of leadership and reckless and really just wreaked in politics and not in reality. I'm campaigning all over the heartland here in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District, and women are talking a lot about this government's reckless spending, about dangerous and unsustainable debt. They're upset that this administration and this president in particular have put government bureaucrats in charge of our health care, and they want to talk about jobs. They're worried about their own job. They're worried about their neighbor's job, their son-in-law, their daughter-in-law's job. They know that we have this high unemployment where people have either given up or are underemployed or unemployed, and we have to set an economic environment that's ripe to grow our revenue, grow our jobs in America. So they're talking about a lot of issues that are very important, and most of them have great concern about this administration and the direction the president and the Democrats in Congress are taking us.
And let's follow up on this in a couple different ways. First of all, as a mother, talk about some of the decisions that you had to make, whether stay at home or working. I don't know what your background is on that respect, but just that some of the economic decisions that you would have to make regardless of whether you were drawing a salary or not.
Well, and I've done all of the above. I've got three children. My youngest daughter is still just 17 years old, and it's a real juggling act. And I've worked both inside the home and outside the home. I volunteered. It's tough. It is really tough to juggle it all. And we've lived through, and I've been involved in politics during what we called the era of the soccer moms, and then we had the era of the security moms. And what I see now, I call us the budget moms. And we're the ones that are making the purchasing decisions. We're the ones that are having to live within our own means and cut back, especially with this struggling economy. And what we are is we're tired. We're tired of the government mortgaging our children's future with the out-of-control reckless spending and debt and an economic environment that's not ripe for growth or jobs.
Now, the comments from Hillary Rosen came largely in reaction to the message that Mitt Romney was pushing pretty hard on Wednesday, and that's that if there is a war on women, and he doesn't think there really is, but if there is one, it's that this administration has certainly hampered women in the employment sector, saying that of all the jobs lost during this president's administration, 92%, and even a little more than that, are among women. So what is the message there about how things would be different if there's a Republican administration with a Republican-led Congress?
Well, you know, and that just illustrates the hypocrisy of the Democrats in Congress and certainly of the Obama administration. Yes, 92.3% of the jobs lost have been working women. And, you know, again, hypocrisy. The average female employee currently in the Obama White House earns 18% less than the average male employee. So, you know, it runs rampant. But what we really want is an economic environment where all ships can rise, where women can find jobs and employment, where women can take care of their families and balance the budgets and have a bright future for their children. This is what I think we're most concerned about. When a majority of Americans, for the first time ever, believe that their children and grandchildren won't have a better way of life, we are broken. And this current path is unsustainable, and it's bad for men, it's bad for women, it's bad for families, and it certainly is desperately bad for our children.
Get a little more specific if you can. If you're elected and if the elections in November go the way you want to, what's going to be high on the agenda to make what you just mentioned a reality?
Well, you know, we've got to balance the budget, and we've got to get in and really dig in terms of, I think, tax reform. One of the very first things I think we're going to do as a Congress and hopefully a majority in the Senate and a new White House will be to repeal Obamacare and replace it with free market principles that will actually, I think, help our health care system and not put government in between us and our most, you know, important personal health care decisions that are made. So whether it's health care reform, whether it's lowering our taxes and having real tax reform out there, both at the corporate and the individual level, that closes loopholes and makes it easier to file taxes and have more people that are have skin in the game. You know, what, some 49.5% of Americans pay no taxes at all. So we need tax reform. We need Obamacare to be repealed. We need this overregulation that is absolutely out of control to be stopped. We've got government by fiat at the moment. If they can't pass it legislatively, we have administration that is backdooring it through all of the alphabet soup of agencies, from EPA to energy to labor to HUD to interior. It goes on and on. So I think those are going to be some of the key top issues that we're going to be talking about leading up to the election, along with frankly energy issues. Gas prices are also on the minds of men and women all over this district and all over our nation. So I think we're going to have a good, healthy discussion about energy independence and what that does, not just for our national security, but also for jobs. So I think those are going to be some of the key things that I hope I'll have an opportunity to tackle as a member of Congress in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District. Anyone can go to my website, annwagner.com, and see where I stand on some of these issues and to engage in the campaign, and in a campaign that, frankly, and an election that is going to be about who we are as a nation and a people. It's just really going to be that important.
Last question before we let you go, Ann, and I'll ask this question. Since you're a former co-chair for the Republican National Committee, as you well know, it's been a pretty back-and-forth Republican primary season. It seemed in a lot of polls that Republican voters weren't necessarily thrilled with Mitt Romney. They flirted with a lot of different candidates. Ultimately, it looks like now, especially since Rick Santorum got out, that Mitt Romney will be the nominee. How excited, ultimately, do you think Republicans will be to get behind him come November?
They are going to be very excited to get behind anyone who can actually defeat Barack Obama. You know, this is what our primary process is about, and this has certainly been a good, healthy debate. It's been an extended debate, some would say perhaps too long, but now is the time to coalesce behind our candidate, who's going to be Mitt Romney, and really battle it out about the future of our country, the future of our children. And frankly, it's going to be a battle about votes, the battle about votes for women. We make up a majority of the electorate out across this nation, and it's important that women are engaged. It's important that we're talking about issues that women care deeply about, and those are issues that surround the workplace, they surround their families, and they're issues that are really based, I think, in our jobs and our economic message and the path that we're on. I think that Mitt Romney is going to be able to articulate and tackle those issues head on, and I think he'll instill the kind of confidence that we need going forward, not just to set our to win the election, but also to set our government back on path, one that's a limited government, one that restores freedoms to our states, that follows our constitutional principles, and is going to set an environment that is ripe for jobs and for growth.
Anne, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Happy to, anytime.
Anne Wagner is a candidate for Missouri's 2nd Congressional District. She's a former Republican National Committee co-chairwoman, former state chairwoman for the Missouri Republican Party. You can learn more about her congressional campaign at annewagner.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.